Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Swung on.
There it goes. Deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Number 62 to set the new American League record.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
I feel like I've been phased out. I feel like I don't even do this anymore. Keith McPherson on The Fan. Loogie. Shout out to Loogie moving out the way. No Loogower today. I got you till 9 o'clock. And then your undefeated New York Yankees will take the airwaves looking for six in a row. Let's go. Nasty Nestor night. Hard to get a ticket. Nasty Nestor night. I mean, if Nestor goes out there and pitches better than he did opening day against Zach Gallen and those snakes, what are they going to say? It's only six games. It's early. Don't get too excited. Please miss me with that. So let's go back. I didn't get on until 1:39. Friday morning, March Madness been holding me down. The Brooklyn Nets, N-E-T-S, now end the season, been holding me down. And then Yankee coverage. I just haven't had an opportunity to connect with you guys. So right now, dial 877-337-6666. But if you caught that little 14, 15-minute show that I did after opening day, after that roller coaster that was opening day, you heard my sentiment about how much opening day means to us, why we get so excited for that one game. Oh, relax. You're 1-0 acting like you won the World Series. No, I'm acting like baseball is back. I'm acting like that was fun. I'm acting like that is why we can't wait for opening day and baseball so we can feel something. Spring training can't do it. A random game in June can't do it. But that first game, down in Houston, Minute Maid Park, against your arch nemesis. Yeah, that'll do it. That'll get the most casual Yankee fans on board. I mean, people that don't go to Yankee Stadium, haven't watched the Yankees in a couple years, they'll tell you their favorite player is Derek Jeter on the team. Those fans are popping out right now, and good. It's good for baseball. It's good for the city. Yankee fans, we deserve this start. I couldn't ask for a better start. I mean, when that game started, Nestor blew it. We go down 4-0. I'm getting texts from people. I'm reading Yankees Twitter. It was toxic. Oh, this is what happens when you don't go sign Blake Snell. We're not going to be anything without Gerrit Cole. Nestor sucks. Stroman should have taken It was all downhill so fast. GDIP or GIDP, ground into double play. The Yankees ground into double play in that first game three times. It made you feel like you were watching the Yankees of old, but then emerges one Juan Soto. And he gets the first hit to kind of break through. And obviously that game, he had the game-saving throw. And you just realize something is different. Something has changed. And last year when we rode the roller coaster, and I told you I got off the roller coaster on July 16th, that game was a roller coaster. And it actually had the highs and the lows, but it ended. And when you actually stopped and the game was over, they played Franken. We were like, wait, that was fun, and this is different. Juan Soto, blank check that boy. Whatever he wants. He's a Yankee for the rest of his life, and you know it. You know it. You know, all the conversation about him going elsewhere has quieted down because he looks the part, and these look like the New York Yankees. When I say play Frank, I don't mean play Frank like they play it win or lose at the stadium. I mean play Frank in victory. Start spreading the news. Tell everybody. Everybody knows the Yankees are back. And you can say it's a small sample size. You can say it's early. But we can counter with a bunch of things. Gerrit Cole's not here. Judge is not here either. Gleyber Torres was struggling. I mean, there were so many different things from that first series in Houston. I don't have the time in my open tonight to go over it. But if you call and hit me with something and want to hear my thoughts or opinion on it, of course I remember. Shout out to, I don't know, John Birdie, Oswaldo Cabrera. That's another thing. I don't care what you thought about Oswaldo. I don't care what he was last year and in spring training. The lights turned on, and that kid started balling. He is playing his ass off. He's an everyday player now. 877-337-6666. The difference a couple weeks make, the difference actual games make. If you hear me in the winter, I say, man, I can't wait till we have actual games to talk about so we can stop doing all this contrived theoretical nonsense, the maybes, if, and all. Just a couple weeks ago, it was, oh, hey, the Mets had a better offseason than the Yankees. Please, miss me with that. It's nonsense. And we take this day by day, series by series, week to week, month to month, and we can only take this based off the first two series. And so far, so good for your Yankees. There's a lot to talk about. John Sterling's Soto photo. He's wonderful. Marvelous. John don't miss. Haters are going to say that wasn't good enough, but man, that second part, him singing like that, legit made me laugh out loud. I was like, yo, John is the best. And I love to hear John and Susan excited about the team. I love to hear John and Susan pumped up to host their show every night. They deserve better than last year. You deserve better than last year. Brian Cashman knows that. Hal Steinbrenner knows that. And a lot of us, being spoiled Yankee fans, said that they didn't do enough. They're not all in. I think they have enough. And I think as this season goes on, and we see the emergence of a second-year player named Anthony Volpe, when we see dogs on the team like Alex Verdugo, you're going to realize they have enough. Austin Wells behind the plate. I like the look of the young guy, right? Marcus Stroman pitching, what, he threw 101 pitches? I liked watching Zero on the mound, the Stro show. I liked watching Carlos Rodon bring the bulldog out of him. Another dog reference. And Luis, King of the Hill. I mean, this is a guy that they were optioning. This is a guy that they were sending down because he's coming back from Tommy John, because he's young. But you remember 2 years ago, he had command. He won games. He looked the part. He fit in at the major league level. That kid was dreaming of his opportunity, and he got it with Gerrit Cole coming down. They're saying Cole's back in June. Yankee fans, go check the schedule. We'll need him in June for sure. But right now, enjoy it. Don't let anybody steal your joy. If you love baseball like I love baseball, if you love the Yankees and the Yankee brand, it feels right again. It feels good again. This is the most hyped up opening day I can remember in a long time. It's a Friday. I mean, the way this team's rolling, I said a couple weeks ago, man, if they just get a couple wins before they come home, I'll be cool. I was expecting them to you know, come back with 3-4 wins. They're going for 6 wins tonight. And we looked at the schedule and we actually said to ourselves, oh, this is going to be tough. The Astros, right? They go to 7 straight ALCSs. They're our arch nemesis. They eliminate the Yankees in 2015, 2017, 2019, 2022. I'm at all of those games for the most part. I lived it. I saw it. I felt it. I hate the Houston Astros. F them and whoever loves them. We went there and swept them. The tide has turned. They don't know what to do. They went from no hope to no hitter as soon as the Yankees left. There's a different energy. There's a different vibe with this team. I know it's a long season. I know it's 162, but, you know, you just beat the defending NL champs last night. A team that made it to the World Series by surprise, but then this offseason went out there and added Jock Peterson, Jordan Montgomery, Eduardo Rodriguez, Eugenio Suarez, and they already have Corbin Carroll, Lourdes Gurriel. They already have some guys. But last night, this Yankees team got at them. It's a different mentality. How many times last year did you hear me say they have no identity? Who's the leader without Judge? Just watching their at-bats. Shout out to James Rawson. I see you. You are appreciated, brother. Mount Vernon, stand up. The new hitting coach for the Yankees. It's not Dylan Lawson. It's not the mayor. James Rawson, he's definitely played a part. And these guys going up there and wearing pitchers down. Every at-bat is must-see TV. Don't miss a pitch. These guys are also just watching Juan Soto and how he works every day. And they're better for it. High tide raises all ships. That's why that guy's worth whatever him and Scott Boras put on that blank check. Because there's no way an Oswaldo Cabrera could watch him and not learn from him. Volpe can't watch him and not learn from him. There's no way you don't go out there and compete. This is a guy that shuffles on every ball. This is a guy that's literally having a battle with himself and the umps. And you know it's Yankees versus the umps. From when Guardy was banging on the dugout, these umpires have had it out for the Yankees since Savage is in the box. Now we got a bunch of dogs in the box. And the Yankees are overcoming the umpire crew en route to winning every night. Never say die. They're finding ways to win, different ways to win. Oh, would you look at that? Not live and die by the home run. It's small ball. It's defense. It's pitching. It's beautiful baseball to watch. I don't care if it's only 6 games. You got to be a dummy to think that they're just going to fall off. Obviously, the way baseball goes, they're going to have injuries, they're gonna cool off. But you know what it is, folks? Going from 82 and 80, these guys have cell phones, they have social media, they have friends and family, they heard all the conversation. You think they don't listen to the fan? I know that they do. I know that there are executives and people that work for the Yankees that are listening right now. Last year was not it. Nobody wants to see that ever again. And so what you're seeing now, a bunch of guys that locked in the winter and said never again. You add a Juan Soto, a Verdugo, a Stroman, a couple pieces here and there, and you fix your needs. There was a stat the other night about how many left-handed hitters were in the lineup. It had been a long time since the Yankees were that balanced. I see you, Anthony Rizzo, not concussed. I see you, Gleyber Torres, fighting through a hand injury because now you're the leadoff hitter, and we know you're not a leadoff hitter, but you want to get your first knocks. You want to impact the game. I see all these guys trying and taking it dead serious every pitch on offense and defense, and I love it. I'm a Yankee fan just like you are, and I want to win. 877-337-6666. Now, on the other side of town, I started off this offseason saying LGYM, let's go Yankee Mets. And I'm not going to troll the Met fan tonight. Some of you follow me online, and my Twitter persona is much different than my radio presence. Twitter is for trolling, right? I could troll Mets fans from an anonymous account, but I don't mind wearing it with my government name and face. I'm a Yankee fan. I came from a culture of ba-dum-ba-na-na, Mets suck. Ba-dum-ba-na-na, Mets suck. Ba-na-ba-na-na, 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 Mets suck. I'll see you in 203 on Friday. It seems like balance has been restored. Order has been restored. And I'm not trolling. It seems like the more things change, the more things stay the same. As I'm watching these Mets games, I'm like, this is so on brand. You're not surprised, Mets fans. You're not shocked. You told me, right? And you know better than me. Paulie knows better than me. Paulie was interrupting my show to tell me, and I was going against him. No, you don't know. Well, now we have actual games to go off of. And now we have a series and a game. Slightly embarrassing. Slightly embarrassing to see. Get up off of that thing and dance till you feel better while you're getting no hit. You actually have a dance crew hitting TikTok choreography while your team is struggling in the cold. Fans that paid a lot of money to show up there, park there, and eat there are watching Rhys Hoskins, dog, dominate a series. I was jokingly calling these Mets the Milwaukee Mets. I guess Milwaukee had revenge on their mind against David Stearns. As we were talking about how hard the schedule was going to be for the Yankees, this was supposed to be an easier schedule. We thought for the Mets. No, the Brew Crew came in here and they wanted to play. They had young guys making their debut, Jackson Churio, right away. I'm like, ah, here it goes. Like, there were so many little things. I don't know, Harrison Bader running into and out. Guys not making plays, whether it's Brett Beatty or Zach Short or Joey Wendell. I hate Joey Wendell from the Tampa days. Yankee fans know what I'm talking about. But as I'm watching the Mets and even rooting for Luis Severino, I sat down Saturday to watch Luis Severino, and I'm like, this is the first guy they went to get, $13 million. They were sure about that. He got hit up, gave it up. And even when you come back and there's heroics, it's just not enough. And watching the Mets and watching SNY, even my wife's like, why are you watching the Mets? Why are you watching? I'm like, I know this isn't me. You don't ever see this orange and blue on my TV, but this is part of the job. I got to know what's going on over there. They gave out a rugby shirt last night. Hopefully you got one if you went. 16,000 fans in attendance to see the brand new disco light show for Edwin Diaz. Like, I understand that was a cool moment in 2022, but that Timmy Trumpet guy ruined the whole thing saying that he was going to come back and perform it at the World Series. I don't expect him to change his entrance, but the fact that we're playing this up and talking about this guy's got the best entrance of all time, right? It's always Mets versus Yankees, so it's this guy's got a better entrance than Mariano Rivera. No, he doesn't. Just stop that. Mariano's entrance was followed by saves that won championships. You're bringing in this guy to hold the game, to blow it in the 10th, and I'm watching that game last night. Like, enough already. Enough already. Gotta be kidding me. Less honking, more tonking. This tonking guy goes out. You guys know, and you don't need me to tell you. You don't need to hear it from me, a Yankee fan. I know you don't want to hear it from me, as some Mets fans are probably clicking off the radio right now. But call me up, Mets fans. Tell me, is this just right now, as Evan was talking about, some of you being in Panic City? No, some of you called this. Frank was right. Frank the Tank is going to have an epic run through this season making content. He's going to have epic rants, epic content from the stadium, and I wish him the best. He's been blowing up over the last couple years. This is the Mets season of his dreams, of his nightmares. But yeah, when I look at this team, they can't hit. They've got no leader. Fans are worried about Pete Alonso going to a concert that was planned, that was scheduled. It wasn't in the plan or the schedule to start off 0-4. And as all we do is hear the Mets compared to the Yankees, it's day and night. We're on polar opposite sides of this thing. Compare yourself to the Marlins or the White Sox that haven't won a game yet. But you can't do that because you have the highest payroll in baseball. And when I say the more things change, the more they stay the same, it's just the same. Oh, Mets. I don't care if you have money bags, money bag co and the make it happen Mets. Like, I don't care if you have David Stearns. There's something about the jerseys, something about Citi Field. There's just some type of hex or curse on them. It doesn't work. It doesn't come together. Your highest paid player on both sides, Lindor, has the lowest batting average. I mean, Judge is struggling too, but you know what? Brian Cashman and Hal Steinbrenner, they put together a team that Judge doesn't have to carry. They put together a team that seems to be Judge-proof, especially after Judge was spring beat up and missed some spring training time. You could kind of almost anticipate that he wasn't going to be what we've seen him be. And if you listen to me, I said 2022, we're never seeing that. I don't know exactly what to expect from Judge, but he'll be all right because the rest of the guys are hitting around him. Who's going to lead the way for the Mets? My favorite Met, Francisco Alvarez, he can try. He can try. He's one guy. Your core Mets have to do it. Jeff McNeil, which is Jeff McNeil, was batting fourth. Why? And then they drop him, and I don't know. We've got till 9 o'clock tonight. I haven't been on for a while, but I'm taking your calls at 877-337-6666. We'll unpack everything from the Yankees' first five games, the Mets' first five games, a tale of two cities. But, like, no one's really surprised. It's on brand. It's like we've seen this episode before.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Four.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Here comes a throw home. He's going to be out at home. Oh, what a throw by Soto.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Two auto killers and $100 villas. Check it out now. What I always say, when you hear this Friday, you should be in your seat at Yankee Stadium. Gates will open at 11. Pre-game ceremonies will start by 12:30. It's going to be cold. Make sure you got a good beer blanket, maybe some hot hands, some layers. The Boogie Down Dogs. Can't wait to get back to Yankee land. Keith McPherson on The Fan. I got 2 hours tonight before Yankee baseball coverage starts. I'm live on TikTok. If you do that, shout out to people watching me right now. Before I get into the calls at 877-337-6666, two things I wanted to get off my chest for the Yankee universe. One is, I know we're going to do this, but can we not like lean into it? Can we not do what we did in 2022 as far as like the winning percentage, the pace, the record, like the New York Yankees, the New York Yankees start off 5-0 for the first time since 1992. They haven't done that since blah, 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 blah. Like, I know we're going to compare this team to all the teams in Yankee history. They are not those teams. I know we're going to look at every stat and say, well, oh, they haven't done this since 2003, and they went to the World Series that year. Can we not? I think we learned from 2022 that what you do early, right, they were like the fastest team to 50 wins. Where did they end up? They got swept, B. They got swept right out of the ALCS at home at Yankee Stadium. I heard Evan say that Keith McPherson said he was embarrassed. I was. I didn't want to go back to that place. It still is in my mind. Jeremy Peña, who sucks now. Altuve, Bregman, those guys celebrating on our field. It's still burned, etched into my brain that there were actually like 50 Houston Astros fans behind the dugout for the Houston Astros after the game. I'm like, where the hell did they come from? Did they fly in from Houston for this funeral? I just want us to take it day by day, series by series, week by week, month to month. The way baseball works, it's going to even out. They already hit some bumps in the road with injuries. It's great to start off like this, but let's not get too far ahead of ourselves proclaiming this team to be a World Series team. That's one thing. And the second thing is something that I hear on WFAN a lot. I think Evan really stirs the pot on it, and I don't care about this at all. I don't care who the biggest Yankee fan on the fan is. I don't care who the biggest Yankee fan in the world is. I don't care who the voice of the Yankees is on WFAN. Honestly, the voice of the Yankees is John Sterling / Michael Kay. But, like, as far as I'm concerned, as a fan turned host, like, I don't do this for that type of accolade. I don't do this. Like, I don't care for that medal or award. For those of you that have been aware of me before WFAN, you kind of know my story, my journey. I'm a kid that got himself into baseball. My pops didn't sit me down and say, watch the Yankees. I watched TV, and I was drawn to them. I'm the kid that was in college giving presentations with a Yankee hat on. You could see me on campus every day wearing Yankees gear. Like, I'm like that. Like, I love the team. I love the game. I don't care to be the leader of Yankee fans. I'm not. No one man can be the leader of Yankee fans. The greatest rivalry in baseball, in sports, is Yankee fans versus other Yankee fans. The fan base is huge. There is no one guy. Like, it's not Jay-Z or Spike Lee. It's not Billy Crystal. And in this new age of fan-made media and social media, it's not John Boy and Jake. It's not Joe's McFly or Jimmy Randazzo. They both went viral from Yankee Stadium clips on the internet. Or my guy, John Jastrzemski, or Bald Vinny, or even Hubs from Barstool. There is no one voice and leader of Yankee fans. It's not me. It's not anyone. We are a mob. We are a massive unit of fans, the greatest fans in the world. And Friday, the world will get to see that again. 877-337-6666. Ben is in Connecticut. Ben, you're on the Fan.
How's it going, Keith? That's a great monologue, and I couldn't agree more. One thing I want to touch on, and, you know, I agree. Let's forget about it. It's an awesome start, but I'm not worried about breaking any records here. What I am worried about, and feel great about, I should say, is that this team has an edge. And finally, for the last, you know, 5 or 6 years, sometimes you and I have talked about this, that we were kind of like playing as kind of like nice guys. And now we have this kind of competitive edge that I'm seeing on the field this year. And that's what I like. That's my biggest takeaway from these first 5 games.
Oh, yeah. I love it. The whole dogs thing is a real thing. You can expect to see dog mass at Yankee Stadium, fans barking like I barked when I came on tonight. Verdugo said it, and now it's becoming a thing. Sorry, Tommy. The viral video of that high school kid calling all his teammates dogs 2-3 years ago is what sparked all of this. And, yeah, the nice guy thing, right? Because the Yankees have been so buttoned up, right? They're clean shaven. There's no names on the back. They're very corporate and businesslike. Yeah, well, like, that doesn't win you ball games. Nice guys finish last. Juan Soto pulls up, and he's got the dog in him. He's got a backwards hat on at the end of the game, and he's affecting the game every game, which leads to winning, and it's infectious. And you could tell that these guys have a chip on their shoulder because they were bums last year. The Nationals, the Rockies, the Cubs, the Marlins, all the teams that we used to laugh at circled the Yankees last year and said, yeah, we're going to get right. We're going to come to Yankee Stadium. We can beat those guys. Judge isn't there, and even when Judge was there, he was compromised, right? They had no identity last year. Early on, they know who they are.
And, Keith, I wanted to make a relation quickly. I don't know if you remember, the 09 team got a big shakeup, too, you know, with the personality when they got a guy like Nick Swisher, who was doing the same kind of stuff, like a little, you know, with the celebratory, like, whipped cream pies and stuff, and A.J. Burnett with that kind of stuff, too. Like, sometimes the team just needs that identity shakeup, and I actually think that's what Verdugo and Soto give to us in addition to their talent.
Yeah, because they're playing a kid's game. It doesn't need to be so serious. Yep. Thanks for the call, Ben. It's baseball. I started playing baseball in 96, 97, 98 Little League when the Yankees were the Yankees, right? And it was fun as a kid to collect trading cards. It was fun as a kid to read the newspaper. Yes, I'm old enough that I actually read the back of the newspaper sports section for stats. We didn't have what you kids have now. You couldn't just do-do-do-do get everything in your phone. It was fun to go play baseball and stand in the batter's box and pretend to be Derek Jeter. So these guys have to have fun. They weren't having fun last year. They couldn't score more than 3 runs last year. And the fans hated them, myself included. Boo! Boo! Nobody is above the Bronx cheer. Not Juan Soto, not Derek Jeter, not Aaron Judge even hitting 62 home runs. Your ass will get booed if you don't perform. That's what comes with the territory of being a New York Yankee. To whom much is given, much is expected. If you put on those pinstripes and you perform well, you're a god in this city and beyond. So if you put on those pinstripes and your trash can, well, we're going to treat you like trash. It's just how it goes. I've sat in there. I don't boo the Yankees. I boo the umps. I boo opposing pitchers when they take too long. I don't boo the Yankees because I want more than anything for the Yankees to win and for those guys mentally to be right. And I've gone to so many games where I've been able to look at how these guys come out of the dugout. Man, I cannot wait to see the energy and how they come out of the dugout this year, obviously now with Juan Soto and some of these other characters on the team. David is in the Bronx where the Yankees play. What's up, David? You're on the Fan.
Hey, what's going on, Keith? Love the show. And Yankee fan here, and just wanted to kind of just see how you think we're going to re-sign Juan Soto. I'm concerned. I think, yes, we have a chance to win the whole thing this year. I'm pretty confident, but I'm just not confident in keeping the guy. I know you were saying earlier that you think we're going to keep him. We're going to write the blank check. But these guys seem a little stingy. I don't think they're going to do it.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think they're not dumb. Thanks for the call, David. I just don't think they're stupid. I think, like, you just got to go back, right? Arson Judge appears to be headed to the San Francisco Giants. That tweet comes out from John Heyman, and Hal Steinbrenner is on his yacht in Italy and says, wait, let me step in. Brian Cashman has no idea where Judge is because Judge is a quote-unquote free agent. That's your guy that you drafted, you developed, that you made the Judge's Chambers for, that you made famous in that 99 jersey. You don't know where he is? Hal stepped in and got it done. I remember going to sleep, I think it was December 19th, and Yankee fans on Yankee Twitter got the numbers and said that the Angels were going to sign Gerrit Cole because that's the closest team that he grew up by, going to that ballpark. They got money to blow, and they did the math and said, Hal is too cheap. Dumb. Hal Steinbrenner cannot be cheap. They have the money. You guys act like Juan Soto's next contract is something that Hal Steinbrenner cannot afford. Now, when we crunch the numbers, yeah, he's 25 years old. So how long do you think they're going to try and sign him for? The rest of his playing life career. How long could that be? If he's a DH with that eye, doing what he does at the plate, 39? So what are we talking about here? 15 years, 14 years? What's the AAV? More than Judge. Judge got 40. And I think, as we're turning up, like, I mean, the Mets gave Max Scherzer $43 million. Verlander, like, we're trending up. This guy's going to be over $45 million a year because he's Juan Soto.
Right. And you know what's funny? When Dave called and he said that, I was like, dude, you guys are 5-0. Yeah, the season just started.
I don't have that thought in my head as a Yankee fan.
5-0, and there's red leg. I don't think we're going to sign Juan Soto. And it's for me, and maybe it's different. I'm a Mets fan, obviously, and the season's on the brink already. But the fact that a Yankee fan called up and said, you know what I'm worried about? I'm not worried about tonight. I'm not worried about this.
Yeah, I'm worried about Zach Gallen. I want to see how he pitches.
And he's like, I don't think we can re-sign Juan Soto. I'm like, dude, you're fine. Can the guy play 60 games for a game? Can he make it through the season?
And that is why I say there cannot be one voice of the Yankee fan. Because some Yankee fans cannot enjoy April. They are already at the winter meetings.
It's great. And again, I know... And again, we've spoken about this a lot and stuff. The Mets are not going to go 0-162. The Yankees aren't going to go 162-0. And you always talk about that roller coaster of emotions. Up, down, up, down, up, down. And you really need that. And I've been a fault of that because it's tough for me to do that. The up, down, up, down, up, down stuff. And you're like very good and precise when it comes to, you have to accept that with 162 games. You have to understand that there's going to be weeks or two at a time where your team is just going to suck.
But that's why we love baseball. Days of your life are like that. Up and down, up and down. You don't have all good days. You don't have all good weeks, months. So like that's what baseball is like, your life. You're crazy to think that the Yankees are going 162-0. You're crazy to think that the Mets are actually this bad. A bad start, but like they're gonna run into some teams that are also. I know you, yo, if Paulie, you can't see this guy, but the head shake that he just gave me, like, I don't know, because you're about to run into the Cincinnati Reds in their ballpark, and then The Atlanta Braves, who we're still talking about that Braves series from 2 years ago now.
I was lucky enough to be on air Easter morning, and I said, which is Sunday, the third game of the year, and I said,
I listened to your open.
It's as close to a must win in March as you can possibly get, because you need to give the fans something to look forward to. You need to give themselves something to look forward to. And the fact that they've no-showed the first four games of the year, no leader, no guts, no offense, and they could have added one. They could have had J.D. Martinez if they weren't cheap enough, and they had to wait till the last week of spring training to sign him.
That's a whole nother thing we will talk about.
It's out of control, and the vibes on Mets Twitter right now
is so
toxic.
I end up getting strays. I get added, and they don't like me on Mets Twitter. Fine, good. I'll be your bad guy. I'll be your nemesis. It fits. Man, J.D. Martinez said he's addicted to postseason baseball. He shunned the San Francisco Giants and their history of winning and said, I'll sign with the Mets, and now you need him.
Well, now we all know why J.D. signed with the Mets. It was just last week, and he knows they're going to move him at the deadline. They're going to move him to a contender.
And the deferred, I don't know, man. I'm like, well, J.D. Martinez, hurry up. They say he can be here as early as Sunday, but I think he's going to take his time, and it's just another one of those things. Man, you know what? Like, shout out to SNY. I know that SNY does the show here. They have an excellent broadcast. I've been watching now for a couple years. Obviously, the guys in the booth, but what they do with the cameras and the shots, they're up there.
Oh, it's awesome. The one on the mixed shots with like a pitcher and a hitter at the same time, it's awesome.
Even if the team's not good, the production is high quality. It's very good. But man, they are good at finding certain Mets fans in the crowd and showing their faces and emotion, and it just fits. It's like those are the Mets fans that showed up to the stadium. They look exactly like you expect them to look. One more thing, like J.D. Martinez says he's addicted to the postseason. They had a Mets fan dressed as a nun with a sign that said praying for playoffs on opening day or the second day of the season. Yikes.
The Mets fans, that emotion, it bleeds through the TV because we really think that way because we don't have anything else to go on, right? At least, and you can talk to me about a 101-win season 2 years ago. It meant nothing because they got their asses kicked by the Padres in the wild card. So 101 wins means nothing unless you're a fan of the roller coaster. Then it's like, you know what? 101 wins, those are 101 good days for me.
Yeah, and there are some Mets fans that they like the doom and gloom. They like the, here we go, Rhys Hoskins. Yup, knew he was going to homer. We didn't even know how to throw at him right. Our new manager's already getting suspended. I mean, I believe in higher powers. I believe in baseball gods, energy, the universe never unconnects. Man, there is some kind of hex, something on the Mets. Like, Francisco Lindor, I give him credit for being accountable. I give him credit for saying, your number two hitter's got to be better. He knows. He's the highest paid player on the team. He started slow last year. You can't have a slow start this year. You got to carry the team. You got to be there. Even if you're not like I see the energy, like I said, Francisco Alvarez trying, Pete Homer, Marte, like these guys, some of these guys are trying, but it's just so disconnected. It's not enough. And then you opted into bringing a Zach Short, a Joey Wendell, a Harrison Bader in. Those aren't guys that really help your roster. Josh is in Passaic. What's up, Josh? You're back on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. What's it like to enjoy baseball?
It's glorious. It's enchanting. I said on Twitter, I'm like, the honeymoon stage with this Yankees team? I'm on cloud nine. I love it.
Yeah, well, it's just the opposite for us. It's just, as you said, it's 160 games. You're not going to go 0-162. And you were also saying that obviously they're not just going to do it, but and you're saying that don't compare the seasons. Oh, with the Mets, you can't even pick a specific year. The old years can tell you this because any old Mets fan you talk to, this year was like that, that year was like that. And listen, it starts off. You get one hit opening day, then you start Severino start with error by Short, and then later in the game Lindor throws it over Alonso's head, and it's very hard to come over those type of thingies in those games. And they barely get anything done on Sunday. And the Brewers and, the Tigers, they're okay teams, and somehow they're undefeated. But I guess because they also played the Brewers with the Mets. But it's just sad. I'm watching Javi Baez and on a team that's actually still playing him, guys shooting after anything. And how is this team beating us? And the team can't feel Joey Wendell stinks. And then here's the main thing, though. I'm done with the old homegrown players. I want to see every new person possible. I'm done with Jeff McNeil. The guy doesn't have any too much grit to him. Just go punch him or do something. And when you're in the
Jeff McNeil, that whole thing.
Brandon Nimmo.
Terrible.
He's a good leadoff hitter, but I'm fine if they get rid of him. He's getting paid a nice amount, and he hasn't done anything this year. And I'm fine with if he stays. And Lindor is always all smiles. Even that's starting to falter. Alonso, a guy that I love his power. I think he only looks as good as he does is because nobody else hits home runs on the team. But then he's getting out almost 8 out of every 10 times looking on the past few years. So that's really whatever-ish. And 40 home runs is great, but like, look at a team like the Braves. There's like 5 or 6 guys
doing
that.
Josh, young man, I appreciate you. I got to stop you. Paulie just said it to me. You're a sophomore in high school. You're young. Like, I had a call from I think 11-year-old Mets fan, and then I had a call from an older Mets fan that said, see, like, it starts young with these Mets fans. Like, it sucks. I feel for you. You started your call, and you said, how does it feel to enjoy baseball? It's euphoric for me, but I got to stop you and just try and give you some positive energy that this is just a bad start. You're not going to make decisions on the roster in any time soon. Not in the next week, not in the next month. We take it day by day, series by series, week to week. It sucks. And it sucks even more because this is New York. This is the capital of baseball. This is where the MLB offices are. This is where MLB Network is, the MLB store. And we have the Mets and Yankees, two massive fan bases. And right now, you're looking at the Yankee fan, which, I mean, when the Yankees went down 4-0, I was looking at Twitter. There were a lot of Mets fans that got rained out, so the inevitable was prolonged for you. Started gloating a little bit, started celebrating a little bit. I even got some texts and tweets myself that were like, kind of laughing.
I mean, I've liked Alvarez so far, and it's good to see Diaz back. So those have been two things.
They're not
and
hitting. They scored 8 runs. They scored 8 runs in 4 games. Like they're not hitting. Something is up with the lineup. I know they're trying to change it, but man, they have guys in this lineup that you need to be better. They have guys in this lineup. As I'm watching these at bats, I'm like, they're pathetic. It's not like, I mean, you face a couple good pitchers here, but it's not like you're facing the best of the best. You're in your home ballpark. It being cold is supposed to work to your advantage, right? I mean, I know Milwaukee plays somewhat in the cold. They play indoors. I know the Tigers also play in the cold, but it's like, man, you're at home. This was supposed to be somewhat easier, and they find ways to lose, not win. But that won't be forever. They will break through. I think David Stearns, I think Mendoza, these guys, man, it's just new. That's another thing I thought, man. I'm like, you know, there's karma. Buck got shown the door, and the way that they kick Buck to the curb, like the baseball gods, they frown on that type of stuff. Thanks for the call, Josh. Keep your head up. Like, I know it sucks, but, like, that's the roller coaster. Instead of the roller coaster going up, tick, 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 you're waiting for it to even start. You're like, man, I don't even know where you are in a roller coaster. This is not the good part. You're just kind of like waiting in line for Nitro, and you're like, well, this sucks. I've been in line for an hour. Like, can I get some fun? Can I have some thrills? And even the little bit of thrills you have from a Pete Alonso homer, a potential comeback, they come up short, a Brett Beatty pinch hit homer, Francisco Alvarez hustling out a double. It's just not enough. Sean Manaea, short hair Sean Manaea. With a great debut, and ultimately you go to Manfred's man on second, and you know the game is over in extra innings, and it rips your heart out, but you got to have a short memory. We'll see what happens with this game. I'm still waiting to see if they bang this game. I guess they're going to try and play it, but I felt like everybody needed a night off tonight, and maybe Mother Nature was going to force her hand. Keith McPherson on the Fan, 87.7, 33.7, a 6-6, and 2 more 6s get you on the show. I'm on till 9. Let's take this break. I'll be right back.
When this happened, you talked about it on the Fan.
The New York Rangers have won the Stanley Cup.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Yo, Keith McPherson on the Fan. Good to be back. I just was on the TikTok, and shout out to Mike on TikTok. He's like, you're making my night. And I'm like, man, when I'm not on, like last night or even Friday or even Thursday, opening day where I only got 14 minutes, I'm like, I feel like I'm letting somebody down. And through the internet, I'm able to connect with so many of you guys where you're able to message me or tweet at me. And I do this for you guys. That's what I said. Going back to the thing I said about not, I don't care. You can make Sean Morash the voice of Yankee fans. You can make Big Mac the voice of Yankee fans. BT, in this imaginary WFAN universe of who's the, like, I don't care. I do this for the actual people that have seen me in real life, where if I never host another show on WFAN, I'm good if I go to the stadium. I'm good when I walk around. Like, I was doing this for a long time before I ever thought that I'd be a host on WFAN. And trust me, there was plenty of times where I thought that this was literally impossible. And for those of you that have kept up with me through all these Yankees years and seasons, it's been 10 years since I was in the MLB fan cave. 25,000 applicants. I don't know how many of them applied to be the New York Yankee fan in New York City, Derek Jeter's final season, but they chose me for some odd reason. Blessed Yankee fan is what I call myself because, man, all of this happened through loving this team. All of this happened through watching this team. All of this happened through wearing the logo and feeling like I'm part of the team. Yeah, I say we when I talk about the Yankees. It's not them. It is we. It is us. And I thought that I shared that in common with so many different people that I've run with in Yankees Twitter, in the Yankees universe. Some of you guys might remember when I did the podcast with Bronx Pinstripes. One and done. I made $0 working from them. Like, I just did that out of being a fan and wanting to create content. I used to go live on their Snapchat, Instagram, do digital stuff when I was spending my own money to go to Wrigley Field and watch Brett Gardner beat the Cubs. When I was going to PNC Park to watch, I don't know, Jacoby Ellsbury and those guys. And, you know, fast forward the next couple years, I just kept showing up to Yankee Stadium, putting out vlogs, putting out content, tweeting with people every single day, interacting with people in the stadium from security to bartenders, season ticket holders. And over time, I just made relationships and I just connected with actual fans. So, like, I don't need to be the leader of anybody. I'm the leader of myself and my family. And I'm blessed that being a Yankee fan has turned into me being a host on The Fan. I used to run with John Boy and those guys, right? And in the same way that Bronx Pinstripes tried to play me, tried to put me in the background, they did the same thing at John Boy Media. Ain't enough lime here for you to shine here. That's fine. I'll go on and do my own thing. And you know what? I will still pull up to that stadium 40 times a year rooting for the Yankees, whether there was a TikTok, whether there was an Instagram, whether there was a podcast, a YouTube, whatever, because that's my team and that's what I do. And I'm happy to be here as your nighttime host on The Fan. It felt like destiny when it came all together. I get to be on after the postgame show. Shout out to Sweeney Murdy, one of my all-time favorites, who's no longer on The Fan doing that. But I used to listen to Sweeney all the time after the games because Sweeney was even keeled. And as a fan, I was never even keeled. I rode the roller coaster up and down every night. The Yankees affected my emotions. My wife would be like, you need to chill. Stop going to sleep mad because they blew the game in the 6th, 7th inning. I can't. 877-337-6666. Dan is in Chappaqua. Dan, you're on The Fan.
Hey, Keith, it's really good to talk to you finally. I just want to do a quick shout-out to a mention of Louis Gossett Jr. We lost him. Great guy, great all-around guy. And I would be remiss if I didn't wish a happy birthday to the one-year-old coming up, because I don't know if I'll get through before that. So,
great call. I mean, the range, right, of RIP to a happy birthday to a one-year-old.
Right.
Go on.
So as far as the Yankees, the early indications are that they're really giving the opponents relief a really hard time. But they need to... what they need to do is to strike early if they can, you know, because that's the way you pressure, the opponent pitching, and it affects the game much better that way. The downside on the Yankees is waiting for Cole to come back. That's going to be, a real, they're going to need him. And those teams, in their division, they're not going to lay down for the Yankees. So they're not pushovers, and it's going to be a battle. As far as the Mets, they got a new GM, a new manager, it's going to be a long struggle, and they could lose a lot of games. And one of the main reasons you like to say, you know, a team should be stacked. Atlanta is pretty stacked, and that's, you know, compared to the Mets, that's gonna give them a hard time, as well as Philly. So yep. They got a long season ahead of them.
Dan, go back, were you wishing a happy birthday to my son Jackson?
Yes.
There it is. Thanks for the call, Dan. 877-337-6666. My son is 11 days away from being 1 year old, and if you obviously remember around this time last year, I stepped out of WFAN for a paternity leave, and I picked the right season to have a kid. Last year sucked. Anyway, back to the Yankees wearing down starting pitchers and getting to the bullpen. As you're watching the game, you're like, ha-ha, here we go, baby. Get that pitch count up. I'm watching all these starters get their pitch count up. I'm watching guys take pitches. That's why I took a shot at the umpires, because I don't know how many, every game, I don't know how many at-bats. I'm like, that ball is down, Blue. You gave them a few. Like, and they're overcoming it. And I think it's in their heads. Your thoughts become things, right? Everyone knows that the Yankees want revenge for last season. Everybody knows that the Yankees are different this year. Now everybody knows, hey, there's no easy at-bats. It's not Willie Calhoun up there. It's not Franchy Cordero up there. It's not Jake Bowers, IKF. It's not Aaron Hicks. It's not Josh Donaldson. Like, you got to go to war. You better bring your best stuff. I don't care if you're Josh Hader. I don't care if you're Zach Gallen tonight. Like, these guys are stepping in the box, and it's no more savages in the box. There are dogs in the box. And on the other side, right, Dan was just talking about Gerrit Cole. We don't know what it's going to be with Gerrit Cole. But I'll tell you this, just a couple weeks ago, when we got the news about Gerrit Cole, the Yankee universe was down. Ah, this team's cooked. No way are they going to do anything with Gerrit Cole. What I said is, losing Gerrit Cole is a hit to your identity. That's something you could count on. Every 5 days, Cole Day, we could win. Every 5 days, you know that the bullpen is not going to be taxed. It's going to wear on the bullpen. I hope that, here we go, second round with our starters, Nestor Cortez, have a better outing tonight. I hope that these guys continue to pitch well and shine. And when I talk about having a chip on your shoulder, I think all of these guys listen to the, oh, we got to sign Blake Snell. Oh, they got to get Jordan Montgomery. Oh, they weren't able to trade for Corbin Burns and Dylan Cease. What are we going to do? And they're like, hey, I'm here. I'm ready to go. And on the other side with the Mets, and as I say, your thoughts become things. Yeah, if you basically have thoughts and words out there that you're not going to compete this year, if the whole fan base is saying this is a punt year, if the whole fan base is saying that you passed on guys and you weren't willing to spend, well, that stuff starts to fester. Losing is contagious. Winning is contagious too. It's hard to break a losing streak. It's hard to break a winning streak. But man, they got to get off the mat. I know Mendoza is a first-year manager. It sucks because, like, when I see Mendy, he's just so quiet and soft-spoken, and I feel like this is a team that needs a more fiery guy. And I know Buck wasn't necessarily a fiery guy, but he was more battle-tested, and at least he would have been mad, or he would have handled that whole Rhys Hoskins situation differently. Now you got Mendy learning on the fly. Now you got Mendy. This is his first week on the job. And there are guys on this team, like they're young guys, they're veterans, they need direction, they need leadership. You don't have an experienced manager, you don't have a captain, you don't have a leader, like you don't have a dog, an alpha dog. Like it's festering. The Mets need to get off the mat, and it's gonna take heroics from not just one guy, it's gonna take heroics from multiple guys. 877-337-6666. Let's go to Matt out in Monroe, Connecticut. Matt, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. Hey, real quick, just had on a side note. Where do you keep getting the dogs and the dudes from?
Well, I'm on the internet, and I also watch the Yankee post game. And
you getting that from Loogie?
Nah, hell nah. And shout out to Loogie, because I even told him last season, you got something with that shtick. That these are dogs and dudes, even the alliteration. Yeah. But it's not. It's going to wear off because, I mean, your dogs are neutered right now. OG Ananobi, Randall, Like, we don't know what the Knicks are going to be, so that's going to cool off. You lost back-to-back games. It's not hitting the same. And you actually have the players of the Yankees embracing it. You have Alex Verdugo saying, "We're dogs," barking in the postgame. Then you have last night Gleyber Torres doing a celebration when he gets on base where he puts his, like, paws out. So we're all embracing it. When they get to Yankee Stadium and people are wearing dog masks, like back when Sean Kelly wore the horse head mask and fans showed up with the horse head, it's going to become a thing. So sorry, Loogie. Nothing new under the sun. Nobody invented anything. Yeah. There are no original ideas. Everything is borrowed and repackaged.
I'm sure Loogie's going to hear this. You know, Loogie's going to get a little upset.
That's fine.
I was listening on the...
He should be more upset about his team, and I think he is.
Oh, it's not his team. I'm not sure.
No, it is. He grew up a Mets fan. Rooting for the Mets.
I'm sad.
Thanks for the call, Matt. Let's go to Gary in Waterbury on the fan. What's up, Gary?
I smash teeth, F your beef, no relief. I step on stage.
And girls scream like I'm Keith. Hey, we got it. Hey, we back.
You won't be around next year.
Boom. Boom.
McFair the Cavalier.
Boom.
Yo, I got the saddest news ever. I cannot go opening day.
Why?
Work reasons. I'm a landscaper. We're getting washed out the next 2 days, and we got to get it.
Go Saturday.
It's bad. No, are you entertaining Saturday or Sunday at all?
For everybody listening, WFAN fans, employees, upper management, I took off opening day a long time ago. I will not be here on Friday.
No, I'm with a new place. No,
I will not
different.
Be here Friday.
No.
But what I did was swap my Friday shift for a Saturday shift. I will be on this Saturday from 3 to like 6:30, 7, whatever it is, before the Yankees coverage starts. And then I'm going to take the train from here to Yankee Stadium and whoop it up with all the dogs in the boogie down Bronx. So I will be there Friday and Saturday.
All right, Keith. That's awesome. All right, so Saturday, hopefully. Are you going to do any pregaming Saturday?
I mean, when do I not? Unless I'm in the booth with John and Susan, or I have to do something with like Yes Network and I gotta be dead sober. Like, I'm in Billy's. You guys know.
That's my bad.
I'm in Billy's. I'm with the gang. I'm in the backyard at Juan's. I'm at the dugout maybe for a second. Usually when I park, the dugout is right there to use the bathroom real quick. I grab a beer when I'm in there. Stands. Somebody says, "Hey, yo, I'm going to buy you a beer. Meet me at Stan's." I'll pull up at Stan's, Yankee Tavern. I literally go to all of the bars, check in. Shout out to Bronx Draft House. I don't really go over there. But I'm at the Dominican spot. I'm at Flavors. Yeah, I've been doing this for a long time.
You know what's impressive? They're doing all this without Cole. That's pretty impressive. That adds to it.
And without Judge. Judge is there, but it's not the Judge that we're used to.
Who's your current favorite Yankee? Current favorite Yankee
Anthony
starter.
Volpe.
You had to wear their jersey. It's Soto.
No, it's Volpe. I have that number 11 jersey. I don't have that 22 jersey. And I'm a Jersey kid. I'm from New Jersey. Like, shout out to the Volpe family, who every time I run into them, it's all love. Like, I'm biased. I'm a Volpe guy. I've been. And that's why I was getting at fans who didn't understand that this kid was 21 turning 22. Out of all of us that grew up wanting to be Derek Jeter, he actually did it. And last year, they named opening day Volpening Day. That's a ton of pressure. That's a ton of expectations. And I had people get mad at me last year when I said that the Yankees did that young man wrong, right? They expected that young man to come in, and they said, "We're not going to send you down." But you got bums all through the lineup and in the field. So he's forced to be the man. He's forced to carry, and he's not able to. He didn't have the proper minor league at-bats. He didn't have the proper development. It was fast-tracked. And almost nobody gets to come up opening day and then struggle all the way through facing major league pitching. But look at him now. That's a grown man. He had the stomach bug that I had when I came back from Tampa. Shook it off. That young immune system's different. He's different. Hashtag H11M. Him. Anthony Volpe. I'm a fan of Anthony Volpe. Juan Soto might not be here next year. In theory, some of you guys will tell me that he's going across town to the Mets. Anthony Volpe will be here, and I'll be here till 9 p.m. Keep McPherson on the fan. Let's take another break. Call me up, and we'll be right back.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Swung on. There it goes. Deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Number
62 to set the new American League record.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Where my dogs at? We right here, dog. KM to 9 p.m. Good to be back. The Yankees keep winning. And the Mets are looking for their first win, but the start of tonight's game is obviously delayed due to rain. And they're going to try and play it, but I don't know. You know, sometimes Mother Nature comes through around these parts early on in the season and says, nah, we're not going to play. There's no dome here for a reason. Some of you are going to say they should shorten the Major League Baseball season. And some of you are going to say, you know, the weather always sucks at this time of the year. We always end up leading the league in postponements and delays. Yeah, on both sides, Yankees and Mets. They're never building domes, and they will shorten the season. They will realign at some point in our lives. They're going to change. You guys don't really make a fuss when the NFL changes, so how much of a fuss are you going to make when Major League Baseball does the same? 877-337-6666 as we have about an hour left, and I really only have like 5 minutes before the next break. I'll take another call, but so far we talked about the polar opposite starts. And even on my TikTok, I'm live. I've been live since 7, and Mets fans are in the TikTok saying, you know, is the Mets season over? I said, no, it hasn't begun. The season's not over. The season doesn't start until you get a win, right? Until you can feel good, right? Until those guys can hit the clubhouse after the game and celebrate. That's what the Yankees are doing. They're playing DMX, right? They're flexing their watches. I'm listening to the post game, man. They're having a good time. They're playing Drake. They're playing Drake and Sexy Red. I heard, you know, my Casamigos Big Shot music that I play at 11. I heard that the other night while Juan Soto was getting interviewed. I'm like, okay, these guys aren't playing Taylor Swift anymore. They did get some swag back. I said they would have the right mojo and energy, charisma. It's there. It's there. It's there. Let's go to Bruce in Flushing on the Fan. What's up, Bruce?
Hey, Keith. The reason why I'm smiling watching the Yankees, I mean, a 5-0 start is definitely nice, but the way they are playing and winning, to me, is more important.
Never say die. Never out of it. Grind them.
The mentally toughness they came back in Houston, the long counts, hitting to the opposite field, hitting when the shortstop moved over.
Give me a sack fly. Give me a sack fly. I'll take that run.
And Susan said that the old previous hitting coaches never practiced that at batting practice, and these guys do. And I think it's a direct correlation to new hitting coaches, James Rausman and Pat Russell, because these are old-time baseball guys.
Yep.
They managed and coached in the Yankee minor league system for a number of years. And this idiotic philosophy that Dawson had, that everybody has to hit the same and you have to have a hitting angle. Well, Andy Volpe is showing what a stupid idea it was.
I'm right there with you. Go on.
Because they said, well, Volpe shouldn't be swinging for the fences. He's not that type of guy. He may get 15, 20 home runs, but they flatten his swing, and now he's hitting line drives all over the place. Do you mean to tell me nobody in the Yankee organization couldn't think that before? They had to bring in new guys?
Austin Wells, over a chicken parm dinner, was like, hey, bro, you need to do this. He changed his stance, his swing this season, his approach. He looks like a different player. That's why I said he grew up in one off season. The Yankees didn't help him last year, moving him around in the lineup and also having bums in the lineup around him. Now he's lower in the lineup. He's a threat batting 6th, 7th. I know everybody wants to fast-track him to be the leadoff hitter because we don't want Gleyber Torres there, but I don't think the Yankees are in a rush to do that either. He looks great.
I think not necessarily now, but if he's hitting like this in late May or June, then I prefer Gleyber 5th or 6th and put Volpe in
yeah, but you know what? See how problems figure themselves out? There were a lot of Yankee fans saying, DJ LeMay, you cannot be our leadoff hitter. He's not. And maybe Gleyber moves, and they're not going to be able to hold Volpe down. Like, if Volpe keeps mashing like this, Glaber is going to get a scheduled rest day. I thought he was going to be out this weekend. I woke up the next morning after he got hurt, and he took himself out of the game, and I couldn't wait to see the lineup because I'm like, what are they going to do? Like, I'm not expecting Jamai Jones in there. Are we going to see John Birdie make his debut? Which, I mean, when you talk about adding a guy, I mean, that guy came up clutch. I don't know. The Yankees have enough talent, enough hitters, and like I said, winning is contagious, and then also the mentality is contagious. These guys are wearing pitchers down. They're taking pitches, and they're not swinging for the fences. They're working walks. They're slapping singles. They're taking a sack fly. They're moving runners over, and they're finding ways to win. It's a never-say-die mentality. You love to see it early on because it's not like that's just going to fade away. Like, what happens when Judge gets hot? What happens when Judge starts homering every day?
Yeah, and they had 19 walks in the first three games. Now, part of it may have been Houston pitching, but I think a lot of part of it was the patience. I think at some point, possibly by the trade deadline, they may have to import a guy like Ben Benair from Pittsburgh to be the closer. Because, I mean, it's nice.
Stay tuned. Stay tuned. I know we're all shook about Clay Holmes when he takes the mound. Thanks for the call, Bruce, but stay tuned. They're going to keep rolling Clay out there. New York Penn Station, all stops here. That's my phrase. That's something I've coined. It'll be on a T-shirt sooner rather than later. Don't steal it. But this bullpen is like the last thing I worry about with the Yankees. I don't care if it's Caleb Ferguson, Victor Gonzalez, Clayton Beter, Tanner Tully, like whatever. I know for a fact that Harkey and Blake and whoever Cashman gets and whoever Boone decides to tap on and deploy, they're going to get the job done. They put these guys in situations for them to succeed. It's a constant. New York Penn Station, all stops here. You see the play on words, New York Penn Station, bullpen, New York Yankees bullpen, all stops. All they do is get stops. They didn't give up a run for the first, like, 15 innings. You love to see it, man. It's just going to continue. They're not going to fall off. If that's how you start the season, if that's how you come out of the gates, yeah, there's going to be some bumps in the road, but ultimately this is their identity. This is who they are, and they didn't do it against some slouches. That's why I'm laughing. Like, I think I heard Hoff, like, oh, yeah, they did it against the Houston Astros. I'm like, what Houston Astros have you watched in the last 9 years? Like, they're good. They're really good. And the Yankees went into their house and stole four games from them, and they had no hope until the Yankees left. Then they throw a no-hitter. And then the defending NL champs right now, they're like, ah, come on, Zach Gallen. If Zach Gallen can't get a win for us, then we're probably going to get swept at home too.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.